You tested the Aleph, Wednesday the 19th of February, Rabbi Ariel Abraham, Machilin Oisei HaKalakal.
The Bach in Hilchas Shabbos, Simon Reish Tzadi, quotes the Medrash, Parshas Vayakel, from where we learn it's a mitzvah and it's a chiyuv to be Makil Kelis Barabim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makil Kelis Barabim, he was Melamedan, Hilchas Shabbos v'Shabbos, Hilchas Pesach v'Pesach. There is a vital chiyuv to be makel kehilas and to teach issa v'heter berabim. Says the Bach, that's in Samir Sadi, that's the vital importance, that's what we learn from the Medrash in this week's parasha. So to be involved in the Torah way, where you're involved in being makel kehilas berabim, not just every Shabbos, but every single day, alachas kama v'kama, it's a terrific zchus berabim, and I'm happy to be part of it. We all know that pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is doicha everything except for the three cardinal avirus. Those who've been learning Dafi Emi have just gone through the sugya, five or six shittas in the Tanoim. Where do we learn? From where do we learn that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. One shittah learns it, Shmuel, the Amira learns it from V'chai Bohem. Shimon ben Nasya learns it from the pasuk V'sham Rabbi Yisrael Esa Shabbos. It's better to be doicha one Shabbos in order that this person will be able to observe many Shabboses. But likewise, we know that to whatever degree, I heard from a first responder, a member of Hatzalah, who was one of the first people to appear at the site of the Twin Towers on September the 11th. He was one of the first people there. So when he was trained for his Hatzalah training, he told me that B'Shem Ramosha Feinstein, he was told, Hatzalah member, he hasn't got time to think. For Hatzalah member, when he gets the call on Shabbos, for you it's Monday. That's how you have to think of it. It's Monday for you. You don't stop and think. When time is of the essence, we know a person doesn't stop to think and consider, what should I be doing? He does the most important thing. That's for sure. However, says the Gemara in Shabbos, says the Mishnah in Shabbos, Misha Ochzei Bulmus, there is a requirement to limit, as it were, to do damage control, to limit where a person does have the time to consider, where a person can minimize the extent of the Chilul Shabbos. So a person is required to limit the quantity and the severity of the Isurim that he is involved in. Says the Gemara, Machilin Oisei, someone who takes sick on Yom Kippur, and Mishach Zebulmus, if he doesn't eat, then his life is in danger. And if he's got Heter V'Issa, if he has Heter V'Issa in front of him, so of course he has to eat the Heter. If he has two types of Isurim in front of him, of different levels, so he has to go for the level that's less severe. Says the Gemara gives the example, Tevel or Nevela, someone who eats Tevel, so we know that the Einish for Tevel is what? Someone who eats Tevel, produce that hasn't been tithed is what? Misabidei Shemaim, whereas if he has Chazir, if he has Nevela, if he has Bosa B'Cholav, which is only an Issa Malkus, so it's better for him to eat the Nevela, it's better for him to eat the Nevela than the Tevel. He has an apple that hasn't had Tevel taken from it, better for him to eat the Nevela when Tevel is the Raisa. Machilin Ois Nevela. The Gemara gives one or two other examples. Says the Gemara in Yuma, if he has a conflict, a dilemma between eating truma the tevel, it's a machlikas tanoim, what's worse, truma or tevel? Because on one hand, truma has the advantage that at least it's permitted for who? For the kohanim. On the other hand, and tevel, everyone's forbidden. On the other hand, tevel has the advantage that it has the potential for becoming muta. Machlikas tanoim, what's better and what's worse? So, based on that, by way of an introduction, the Torah in Simen Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Yodalad in Hilchas Shabbos, gives the example, the run, in Yoma discusses this case, based on what we've just learned, if a person is in a given situation where he has a choice of either, the patient has to eat, and he can either go next door to Joe, the Goy, and ask him for a piece of trefa meat, nevela, which entails a lav, malchus. Or he can go into his backyard and shecht his own cow. Shechita is one of the lametes melachos, so we would expect the halacha to be. So eat the nevela. because that's only Nisalav. Yet we know the tour, if you dalad, the tour of the Shulchan Aruch, they paskin that it's better for him to go and be Mechal Shabbos to do the Yisr Shechita. So the Rishonim give two or three, four different reasons why. We'll focus on the Shittas Marami Rottenberg, the Shittas Aran, but Hashem will come out perhaps with the Chiddush, the Das, the Ran, perhaps even Halacha Lamaisa, and the various impacts of how the understanding of the Ran will impact on a few different areas, a few different mitzvahs. On one hand, the Marami Rottenberg says, and those who have it in front of you, the Torah brings the Loshen, Hoya Achele Tzarech LaBosar Sheikh Din Loi, it's better for him to do the Yisr Shechita. Don't give him a nevela. Kedei shelo yitzarchu lechal Shabbos b'shchita, ki haShabbos hu etzloi kechoil. The lashon of the Torah is, it, for him it's like Monday. As we said, the Torah seems to be saying, like the Rosh and the Maram Mirottenberg, we know there's a big machlekes in terms of Tuma, those of you learned in Yuma, if Tuma is Hutra b'tzibur, if Tuma is Dechuya b'tzibur, the Rishonim discuss if, when there's a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, do we say that Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, are temporarily suspended. To whatever degree that you can limit the Chil Shabbos, you're required to do so. It's Tuchuya. Or do we say that no, Shabbos is Hutra B'tzibur. It's Bechlal, there's no issue regarding Shabbos. Marami Rottenberg Paskins, he holds that just as we say regarding Tumas, also Shabbos is Hutra in terms of Pikuach Nefesh. It's a non-factor, which, is, as we'll see, has enormous ramifications. The question you should ask is, if Shabbos is Hutra B'tzibur, if Shabbos is Hutra in terms of Pikuach Nefesh, if Shabbos is Hutra in terms of Pikuach Nefesh, why don't you say that the Shari Surim, should be Hutra in the face of Pikuach Nefesh? What's unique about Shabbos? And we say Shabbos is more equal than the other Yisurim. We say Shabbos is Hutra, not Duchuya. What about Issa Nevela is only Duchuya, not Hutra? What's the difference? The Rishonim, the Rashba, and all the Mefarshim, the Bach, on this Sugya, discuss and analyze and debate all this. However, the Chasam Sefer says something very important definition, Bedas the Marami Rottenberg. As we mentioned, there's various sources for the din that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Five or six shittas in the Tanoim. The Rambam and the Rif, when they pasken the Halacha, and they say that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, they don't bring the Pasuk of V'chai Bohem, like Shmuel the Amira, the Achrinim will ask. Instead of bringing that, they bring the Pasuk of Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, of the Shomru B'nei Yisrael to Shabbos, it's better to set aside one Shabbos, in order that you'll enable this person to keep multiple Shabbosos. Ask the Achrayim, why does the Rambam and the Rif bring the Pasuk of Rav Shimon and Manasseh, the Pasuk of Rav Shomer and Neisos of Shabbos, why didn't they bring the Pasuk of Achai Bohem? So the Chasam Sefer wants to say Bedas the Marami Rottenberg, it's limited to at least the Marami Rottenberg, it doesn't go in the other Rishonim. Says the Chasam Sefer, Shittas Marami Rottenberg is whereas all Isurim in the Torah, whereas all Isurim are suspended because of Pikuach Nefesh, in face of Pikuach Nefesh, because of the Pasuk of V'chai Bohem, all Isurim are Dechuya, are suspended, we learn there's a specific Pasuk of Rishomer B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, suspend one Shabbos, in order to facilitate the observance of many Shabbos, says the Marami Rottenberg that it's Hutra, that Shabbos particularly is Hutra, in contrast to all the other Isurim. Therefore, the Marami Rottenberg Paskins, it's better for you to go for the Shechita than to go for the Isurim Nevela. Whereas all the other Isurim, Nevela, Vos V'Cholav, etc., are merely Dechuya, suspended, Shabbos is Hutra. That's how the Marami Rottenberg, that's how the Chasam Sefer understands the Shittas Marami Rottenberg. In contrast, this is what I'd like to, together with you, focus the next few minutes, is the Shitta of the Ran. So the Ran says,
if you learn from the Chaim, so then it pushes it all away. But if you say, on the Shomer B'nei Yisrael, so then it's a couple of afternoons, somebody says it's in a coma, and it doesn't look like it's ever going to keep Shabbos again. So it can prolong his life a little bit. So you would not be Mechal Shabbos then.
So Bir Aloch and Simon Shin Chavtes, I just happened to learn it, and Shin Chavtes, I think it's in Shin Chavtes, so the Bir Aloch says, he brings Namiri, And he says that it's not just the license for pikuach nefesh is not in order that he should be able to keep another Shabbos, even if he's rotzutz, even if he's a shaita, even whatever the situation is. It's not the shmiras hamitzvahs that entitles us to be mechallel Shabbos. It's the saving of a Jewish life, even if you know he certainly will not survive the next Shabbos. That's what the Bir Halacha Paskens, Simshin Chavtes. It's an important topic. But allow me to focus now on the Ran, because that's where we want to get to. Says the Ran. The Ran has a very fascinating mechudesh dikashita. Says the Ran, why is it better to go for the shchita? Why is it better to compromise Shabbos as opposed to the Yisurei Nevela, Bas V'Cholav, etc.? And I'll read from the Beis Yosef brings, She'ein Yisur Nevela kal mi Yisur Shabbos. Mishum da ha'eichel Nevela oiva belav al kol zayis v'zayis shabbo. There's repetitive Yisurim. Avali inyan Shabbos loy avar ele b'shas shchita. What is he transgressing when he does the single act of the shchita? Umishum hachi, says the Ran, lav in harbe de nevela loy mikra iso kal legab echad lav de Shabbos va'aval gav davi isa skila. Multiple isurim, multiple lavim, even though they are of lesser severity, are not considered to be more lenient or not as serious as one isa skila. Because when an isur, even if it's a lesser isa, if it's multiplied, if it's compounded, then it becomes more severe than one single act of skila. That's what the Ran says. Bez Hashem, I want to come back to the understanding, the exact understanding what the Ran means, in a few more minutes. That's the shit of the Ran. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, we've already said Paskins that you should go for the Shechita, not for the Issa of Nevela. Morgan Avram says, at least one nafkamina between the Shechita of the Merami Rottenberg and the Ran. If we say that Shabbos is Hutra, it's not Shabbos for you today. According to the Merami Rottenberg, we said the Issa is, it's Hutra. And therefore, it's better for you to do the Shechita. What happens if you have a conflict between, not Bosa B'Cholav, if you have a conflict between doing the Shechita on Shabbos, or having Bosa Oif B'Cholav, which is, of course, only in Issa, Drabonon. According to the Merami Rottenberg that we say, Issa Shabbos, it's things Hali Hutra, it just doesn't exist. Therefore, it's better for you to go for the Shechita, and avoid doing the Issur Rabbanon of eating Bosa if Mechalav. Machtes HaShekel asks me, that's an amazing, that's the shit of Merami Rottenberg, it's not Shabbos for you. In contrast, according to the Ran, and the Rashba, and the Rambam, with a paskin that Shabbos is not Hutra in the face of Bikuach Nefesh. Shabbos is only Duchuya. For sure, we will not set aside an Issur Shabbos because of an Issur Rabbanon. The din of the Ran that we take into consideration, if you're compounding the actions, that's only by Nisid Raisa, not by Nisid Rabbanon. That's what one nafkamina between the Ran and the Merami Rottenberg. Interestingly enough, I want to come back to this in a minute. The Morgan Avraham, Prima Godim, Eilas Shabbos, they all say that it's better to do the act of Shechita rather than the Issa Nevela, the Issa Basa B'Cholav. Because multiple actions, multiple isurim of a lav is far more severe than one single action of shechita. Morgan Avraham says, in passing, he says that even if you're only eating one kazayis, even if you're only going to be eating one kazayis of nevela, it's better for you to do the issa shechita than to eat the one kazayis of nevela or basa b'chalav. Aye, there's only one action. Says the Morgan Avraham, the Prima Godim, they say because in a single kazayis, true you're only being over one Isser Malkus, but inherent or included in the kazayis, there's a multiple Chatzishir. Chatzishir says, Rabbi Yechanan, we paskin, Rabbi Yechanan says, Chatzishir, osam minatera, kol chelev leisei chelu, Chatzishir, osam minatera. If a person eats half a kazayis, he might not be subject to Malkus, but it's osam midiraisa. Says the Magen Avraham, the Prima Godim, even if you're only going to be having one kazayis in the Vela, in contrast to one shechita, rather you should go for the shechita because that's entirely one single act. It can't be broken down into various units. Whereas the multiple the multiple chatzi shurim of the Issa Nevela, that's more severe, which is an amazing Kiddush. Are you sure? That's considered only, that's going to be considered Chatzishir? I'm not so sure. I know regarding the Meshech Chochmah, the Arisamach says, regarding Ribi Bishurim, we say there's no Ribi Bishurim when it comes to Besar Behema, when it comes to Metilas Hashama. It's considered all when it comes to Shchita. Shchita is not subject to multiple units or Shurim. It's considered one act. It's not, there's no aspect of Chatzishir over here. So what I'd like to do is, together with you, I'd like to go through the Shitta of the Ran. The Minchas Chinuch in a few places, I can think of at least, I've seen at least three, I think there's more than that. The Minchas Chinuch applies the Svara, the definition of the Ran. And in a number of mitzvahs, for example, the mitzvah of Tshuva, mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet in the Sefer HaChinuch, Minchas Chinuch says the following thing. We know the Rambam says, we paskin, that there's Arba Chelki Kapara. Yom Kippur does not necessarily atone for every single sin. If a person transgresses a mitzvah, asay, so he gains atonement when? As soon as he does tshuva, even if it's in the middle of Shvat. As it says, Shuvu bonim shevivim, even in the middle of the year. If a person commits a loitase, so that's what Yom Kippur is mechapa for. As it says, Ki bayom azeh echapar aleichem. If a person commits a more severe avera, chorus, or an issa, or a misa, so that Yom Kippur alone isn't sufficient. You need tshuva, Yom Kippurim, and also you need yisurim. As it says, Pokadzi b'shevet pisham v'ngoyim avoinam. And if he has committed chilul Hashem, then those three are insufficient. Only misa. Rambam, end of Perek Aleph of Hilchas Tshuva. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Ran, that by compounding and repeating an action, any given avera, then it takes on the proportions of the greatest of the averas. Take, for example, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, a few sentences of Lashon Hara, and he commits multiple Isurei Lav. So according to the Ran, what are we going to say? That has the same severity as an Issa Skila. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Ran, Yom Kippur will not atone for the Isurei Lav if it's been compounded and repeated. It's going to have the same status, the same severity as an Issa Skila, or Chas V'Shalom, even Chilul Hashem. If a person's compounded it so many times, enough times, it's going to assume the monstrous proportions of an Issa Skila. And Yom Kippur won't atone for him alone. We also require Tshuva, he also require Misa and Yisurim. And that's what Menachas Chinuch leaves off with. Menachas Chinuch says, it depends if he does Tshuva Meira, Tshuva Me'ava will help. That's the Menachas Chinuch. He also says regarding the din of Tashbisu, Balira Balimotze, Tashbisu, Mitzvah Mezuzah. Mitzvah Mezuzah is what? There's a Chiyuv D'oraisa to spend for any Mitzvah Saseh. How much does a person have to expend for a Mitzvah Saseh? For any mitzvah veris, up to 20% of nechasov. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Ram, who says that by compounding and repeating a mitzvah, it takes on a special, unique status. Mitzvah's mezuzah, says the Torah in the introduction, the mezuzah is unique insofar as a person who has the mezuzah up on his door, he's continuously involved in a mitzvah saseh, even when he's asleep. It's continuous. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if it's continuous, perhaps it's more equal than the other mitzvahs. Meaning that, whereas the other mitzvahs, perhaps, the Chazal instituted a ceiling of a chomish menachasov, perhaps for mitzvahs mezuzah, there's no ceiling. And perhaps, he leaves it b'tzarechion. And Bir Aloha and Mishnah Berurah brings on like that. But that's what the Shittas Minchas Chinuch. Similarly with Bali Roy Bali Motze, where there is a mitzvah tashbisu, a mitzvah saseh. So if a person is in a situation where the only way he's going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu chometz is by expending a large sum, so the general rule would tell him, up to the chemish v'nachosav. But since the mitzvah tashbisu chometz is not a one-off, but for 7 days, 24 hours, 24/7, he's going to be over the din of tashbisu, bali ro bali matze. So the mitzvah tashbisu, since it's a constant and it's repeated, it's a compounded mitzvah, perhaps it defies the regular dinim, the regular rules of al-chemish menachasov, menachasov says, atkan. However, I have to first, by way of introduction, say what I'm about to say. Botla dati. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. I'm going to give an alternative shot. Botla dati. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says, and that's certainly the conventional way of understanding the Ran. I think all the Gdeli Achreinim learn the Ran, as the Minchas Chinuch and many others say. However, perhaps he's shmokim to give an, a different understanding what the Ran really means. Perhaps when the Ran says, going back to the Ran, that's in a situation when a person has a dilemma of either doing it's a shchita on Shabbos, or multiple actions, or the multiple eating novella, eating basa b'chalav, etc. And the Ran says, to quote, "She'ein isa novella kal miisa Shabbos mishum da'ichol novella iva belav al kol zayis v'zayis shabo." Does the Ran really mean to say that qualitatively, multiple Isurei Lav, Isurei Malkus, equals that of an Issa Skila, which is how we've been understanding till now? Is there not room to understand Chas V'Shalom? I subsequently saw that in Birchas Motcha, Baruch Motcha Ezrachi, in his seif on the subject, he says the same thing. In his words he says, V'Zois Min Olam, where does the Ran know that multiple Isurei Lav, multiple Isurei Malkus equals that of an Issa Skila? If a person is going to suffer multiple 13 sets of 39 lashes, does that equal? True, it's possible he could die from it, but is that so sure? Are we so sure that that's going to be equal to that of a Skila? Minolon, where's the Ran? The Ran's got a proof for that. And I would add, we saw in the Morgan Avraham, the Prima Godim, the Ola Shabbos, they say they extend the understanding of the Ran, they extend it to include not only that where there's a Chi of Malkus Mamash, even when it's only Chatzi Shir, even when the Isser is only an Isser of Chatzi Shir, they understand Bedas, the Ran, it's better that the person should be over one action than multiple Isserim of a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, there's no punishment, there's no penalty over here. V'zois min olon, how does the Ran, how in the world can the Ran say that Chatzi Shir, multiple Chatzi Shir, is going to be equal to that of an Issa Skila? Again, Botlodati from Mishum Shonu Medame Nase Maisa, that's a real question. Perhaps I can add, if that's what the Ran meant, why in the world does the Ran not say bigger Chiddush? The Ran, in Yuma, when he brings this Chiddush, he brings the example of, like a Nazir, that it says, by Nazir, Al Tishtu, the Isser Malkus. Why does he not bring the example of a Chatzi Shir, which is even a bigger Chiddush? Perhaps, there's Mokum to say, that Chas V'Shalom, the Ran's not saying, the Ran's not judging and equating and saying that multiple Isurei Malkus will ever be equal to that of an Issa Skila. Rather, if anyway we're in a situation where everything is dechuya, but we have a choice to go for this or to go for that, anyway it's dechuya, you're not involved in an Avera. The Ran's merely saying, minimize the actions that you're going to be doing. It's the actions that we want to minimize. Anyway, whatever you're going to be doing is not an Issa, perhaps you can. The issue that we're discussing, the crux of the matter, according to the Ran, is the actions that we want to minimize, but not that qualitatively two Isurei Malkus will ever equal an Isur Skila. In fact, the Shara Melech, Baruch Motcha brings the Shara Melech. Shara Melech himself suggests this. Shara Melech brings the Mishnah in Nozir, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says if you have a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen, and a Nozir, who are exposed to a situation of Mes Mitzvah, it's also for a Nozir or a Kohen to be Metamah Mes Mitzvah, but for Mes Mitzvah, Of course, the chayiv. So the machlekes chacham and Rabbi Lezer, what's better? What's considered to be the lesser of the two evils? Do we say that on one hand, the kohen has a kedusha ilomis, so we should allow the nazir to become tamei? Or do we say that the nazir, when he becomes tamei, he has to bring a carbon? It's better for the kohen to become tamei. Yerushalmi actually explains that the machlekes is patterned on tadir or mekudesh. The kohen is mekudesh, and I'm sorry, the kohen is mekudesh, and the nazir. The kohen is tadir, and the nazir is mekudesh. Mikivega brings it. Says the Shar Melech, if the run is right, that multiple actions are considered to be more severe than a great Issa, both according to Chachamim and according to Rabbi Elazar, why in the world don't they take into consideration the fact that the Nazir, when he becomes Tameh, he's actually transgressing not one lav, the Rambam Paskins, he transgresses not one, but four different lavim. The Kohen, when he becomes Tameh, only transgresses one lav. If multiple Isurim are more severe, why is that not taken into consideration? Says the Shara Melech, perhaps the Chilik and Hevdel is, as we just said, it depends if it's one action or multiple actions. We don't look at if it's multiple Isurim, or it's the issue according to the Ran isn't, are you doing multiple actions? Perhaps the whole issue according to the Ran is, are you going to be doing, I'm sorry, the issue isn't multiple Yisurin, it's multiple actions. Therefore, in the situation where you have the Nazir, in one act he's going to become Tamei, true he's going to be doing, he's going to be able to fall of him. But that doesn't matter, because the issue is multiple actions. That's how the Shara Melech wants to be Mechalek with Asaran. But the Shara Melech himself says, the Kolzer, he's not Sovea, he's not satisfied with the Pshat, the Tzarechiyun, so Bot Lodati. Nonetheless, at least, according to the way the Magen Avraham, the Prima Godim say, it's a very big question. How in the world do they know that Chatzi Shur, that even in a situation of Chatzi Shur, multiple Chatzi Shur where there's no Malkus, that's going to trump an Isser, Skila, perhaps there's Mokum to still say this Chiddush. If the definition of the Ran is not qualitative, but we want to minimize the actions, One additional nafkamina is going to be, imagine if a person has two kezesim of nevela, and something which carries with it multiple lavim, as a fly, you know, four, five, six malchus. According to the way the Shara Melech is suggesting, that the issue is, it's quantitative, not qualitative, it would be better for him to go for what? For the fly. But if the issue is multiple Isurim, then it's better to go for the Nevela. But if this is true, then what the Minchas Chinuch says regarding Shuvah, what the Minchas Chinuch says regarding Mezuzah and Chometz, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, the Bada Saran, that by compounding an Isur, it becomes qualitatively equal to that of an Isur Skila. The Ran never meant to say that. Chas V'Shalom never meant to say that. A person speaks Lashara, he's over an Isur Elav, so he's done. I would say as a marshal, he's got many parking fines. That will never get him to a situation where he's going to be chayiv a greater sentence. So, chas v'shalom, of course, in Issa Lav, the tshuva will still be in effect, the regular classic tshuva. Similarly, regarding mezuzah, regarding Issa Chometz, even though mitzvah mezuzah is a constant, it's compounded by every minute, but that doesn't make it qualitatively more special than any other mitzvah. You might be getting more schar, but you can't extrapolate from that that you should expend more money on the mitzvah. Well, the kolzer, that's the way the Shara Melech, that's the way, the alternative way of understanding of the Nachtesu, the Minchas Chinuch says that the understanding of the Ran is that by doing multiple actions, that's going to be as severe as a very severe action, as an action such as Nisur Skila.